Well, if you're one of those people who's maxing out your credit card, this next story is for you. Nearly 80% of Americans have a credit card. That's according to the Federal Reserve. And according to the credit reporting agency Experian, total credit card debt is now at its highest point ever. So are people making the right decisions with credit cards? Jill Schlesinger is here with some tips. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So every time I talk to somebody who's maybe new to the world of credit cards, I find out that they're holding a balance on their credit card, which is like the worst thing you can do.
Yes. And if you're looking for credit card 101, it's do not carry a balance. Please do not. I know that a lot of people don't really understand the whys and the wherefores with credit card debt. They certainly didn't before the financial crisis. I would hope that 10 years later, you really start to get a better idea of this. And maybe we need to do a better job of explaining this to people. But I should say that one of the legislative acts that went into effect after the financial crisis did make it a little bit better, the Credit Card Act of 2009. It does help people understand this is what you are doing. You are borrowing money. If you don't pay it all back, this is what it will cost you. So it lays it out in black and white. That, of course, really does actually hope that you read your statement. Mm-hmm. If you don't read your statement, you will never figure this out.
Well, and as a young credit card user, when I got my first credit card, I would carry a little bit of a balance and I would pay the minimum off every time. And I think that that was good enough. But that is not good enough because you pay, what, 15, 20, 25% interest on that money that you're not paying off.
Right. And that's how you get this a concept where someone says, well, I just put $100 on my credit card balance and 5 years later, it's $300. Yes, because that interest is insidious. Whether you make that minimum payment or not, the credit card company is calculating the interest that you owe, and it doesn't stop. And someone once explained this to me early in my career, that the best way to think about credit cards, it's like termites. You may not know that that interest is clicking away, but it's there.
Well, but on the flip side, you wouldn't advise somebody not to use credit cards because they are so important in building credit. You want to use it, just pay it off.
Right. And I think that this is an important concept, which is credit cards in and of themselves are actually very good. And, you know, when we saw the expansion of credit, this was actually seen as a really big benefit to the middle class and to women and to people of color, because they would have to co-sign credit cards with people who could actually say, oh, no, he or she is okay, or this is my wife, and don't worry, Mr. Banker, she can borrow money because it's on me. This was actually seen as a really good step in financial freedom. But again, we did not as a society do a good job of explaining exactly what credit cards were all about, how they work. And again, if you use your credit card wisely, you are establishing this pattern of credit history. And that becomes important when you want to do other things in your life. You may be a young college student or graduate right now listening to this, but maybe one day you'll want to buy a car and you'll need to have a credit history, or listen to this, a house even. Yes, it will happen to you.
So what do you say to somebody who has a credit card and a debit card and they want to use their debit card for all their purchases rather than the credit card?
You know, I get the debit card allure because it really helps you keep track of your money, right? And it goes directly to your bank account. But a debit card does not establish a credit history. That's number one. Number two, in instances where there's identity theft or there's a problem with with someone who sold you something, maybe an online seller who's not quite as reputable, it can be easier to dispute a transaction with a credit card than a debit card because the money's already come out of your account in your bank. So what I would like to suggest is a healthy balance. You do want to show some credit history. And if you're really freaked out, like people like debit cards because they say, oh, I never want to get into this big problem, you can use something called a secured credit card. Mm. It requires you to make a deposit with the bank before you can get the card. It's kind of like training wheels for your first credit card. And that credit limit on the card is equal to the amount you've deposited. And so secured credit cards are often the best way to help build a credit score, but minimize the risk of going nutty.
It's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. We have some tips on credit card use from Jill at hereandnow.org. Jill, thank you.
Take care.